Okay. right. Here we go. We are on with Casey Stefan. You are a singer and songwriter. I've seen you and your band Midnight Sun live a couple of times, and I'm a fan. So, you know, full disclosure, I dig the tunes. And I know you do some cover stuff too. I'm trying to remember. There was one that just kind of blew my mind. It was, I can't remember what it was, but it was like a metal song that you don't normally hear done, you know, keyboard
Seven,
and
Seven Nation Army.
It might have been. It might have been.
Okay.
But
all right.
You know, the point here being, you've got a great voice, and your songwriting has won national awards. Your new song is called Letters. I had a chance to listen to it, and it's fun. And I'll roll a little bit of it here in a minute. But tell us a little bit about the song. Give us a little background.
So the song was written at a time when I was just really frustrated. I live with my roommate, who also plays percussion and manages the band. And we were both just having a hard time, you know, like, you know, you go online dating or you're interested in a guy and it's just like nothing was happening how you expected, and communication kind of drops off and you're just like, I'm sorry, what's going on? Like, you get ghosted. And so the song came out of that frustration, just trying to communicate, trying to resolve things. Like, if you're not interested, just say so. But there wasn't any resolution. It was just nothing. And so it's just, that's where the song comes from. Like, I just keep writing you letters. Like, I just keep trying to talk with you or communicate, and there's nothing in return. So it was just a lot of frustration. Wrote it probably in 2 hours or something like that, and then the band arranged it, and that arrangement is what you hear in the recording. So
pretty strong bass line in there, I noticed.
Yes, that was the really fun part. I knew how I wanted to start the song. I knew how, like, the song arrangement wise with the lyrics, but like in between the chorus and the verse, like the band came up with that part, and I just loved it because it's weird and it's a little off kilter. And I think it's just so much fun, especially when we do it live. It's just so much fun to dance to or move to. So
there's going to be an opportunity in the oh so very near future for people to see you play that, and I presume maybe some other songs live here in Tulsa. Tell us a little bit about the event that's coming up.
So on Friday, Black Friday, we're having our single release party. The single's already out. You can listen to it on Spotify, Amazon, or whatever other music medium you want to listen to it on. But we're just celebrating the release. We're doing a big performance. T-Rush, who's an R&B soul artist, super talented, is going to open up. There's going to be some special musical guests that we're having on our performance that we don't usually have. And we're doing this whole performance. There's going to be production behind it. There's going to be some theatricality to it. Like, we're amping it up for this performance to give people something a little different, something they haven't seen from us before. Or here in Tulsa, I think. I don't know.
And this is going to be at the IDL Ballroom? Is that right?
Yes, IDL Ballroom. Yep, right across from Rip Crib near Enzo and the Unicorn Club. So, yeah. Yeah, tickets are available online, or you can buy them at the day of.
And how much are tickets?
Tickets for general admission are $10, and then VIP is $20, and it's a really great deal. But you'll get reserved seating with your name on it, some appetizers, some personalized Casey Stefan merch. So yeah, it's a pretty good deal for VIP, but, you know, general admission is just going to be as great. So
Casey Stefan merch, you know, merch is one of those words that bands use.
Yes, merchandise.
But that's stuff. Yeah, that could be T-shirts or stickers or coffee mugs.
Posters.
Or whatever the heck, right?
Yep, exactly.
Very cool. All right, now let's back up a little bit. On the little bio that was sent to me, it says that you moved to Tulsa, Oklahoma in 2014 with the intent to give up your pursuit of a music career. I guess life is what happens while you're making other plans. I mean, clearly there's been a change there.
Right. Well, I didn't think, like, music didn't really go far for me in Minnesota and the Twin Cities area is where I'm from. And it's nothing wrong with the Twin Cities area. I just didn't give it a good heave-ho like I should have. And so when I moved to Tulsa, I didn't really know much about the Tulsa music scene. And in comparison, in my brain, the Twin Cities had much more to offer. So if I couldn't do the Twin Cities, what was going to happen in Tulsa? It just didn't seem logical at the time. And so But I met, again, my roommate friend, percussionist manager Amira, and she kind of heard me sing, and she was like, okay, no, you shouldn't give up. There's really good places I can get you plugged in. You can give this another shot. And so she kind of kept nudging me till I finally just booked this small gig at Coffee House on Cherry Street. And then it just kind of started snowballing from there. It was like one gig led to another gig, led to another gig. And we've just, and then band members would hear us, like, and they would ask to be a part of this band, this group with me. And so it's just been this kind of really fun ride ever since. So
in 2017, Tulsa World Magazine picked up the story, said that you were, quote, one of nine Oklahoma musicians to watch. And let's be fair here. Oklahoma's turned out some pretty well-known musicians over the years.
Yeah,
I don't need to drop names. People know who I'm talking about. And Tulsa in particular has had a pretty amazing music scene for decades. For the size of a city, the Tulsa sound is actually a thing. And,
yes, it is.
And you know, and then you also you won a national award for what was the name of that song? I Like the Way.
I Like the Way. Yep.
An Independent Music Award for Best Love Song. That was in 2016. Okay. And then
2016.
Recently, I guess an article in American Songwriter Magazine says you are going to help make Oklahoma the next big music scene. Is your head spinning a little bit?
No. I have friends and family put me in my place quite easily. So if I ever start becoming a true diva, they'll be like, So
not gonna happen.
It's a little surreal sometimes, and it's fun, and yet at the end of the day, like, you know, I still want to be me. I don't ever want to change that part of me. I guess it's weird to view yourself this way, but you kind of have two different people. It's like you have the person that exists in everyday life, and then you have the person that exists on stage. And so it's a weird compartmentalization, but it's true. And I think other performers have that too. Like you kind of have two different people.
Well, you kind of have to, right?
Yeah.
To maintain your psychological stability, you kind of have to be a different person on stage. You couldn't be that person in real life, or you'd burn out.
No, and people would hate you, I think.
Right. Okay. So this is all sort of a kickoff to what sounds like it's going to be a big year for you. Maybe next year you're starting a regional tour?
So. Yeah, that's the idea. Kind of a Texas regional tour in 2019. Maybe even do a Kickstarter for an album. I feel like I'm ready to do that. We are always told, you know, wait to do an album until you feel like you have something to say. And I think I'm at a point looking at, you know, my songs. I'm like, you know what? I think I do have something to say right now. So that is something that I am going to pursue in 2019. So
if you had to type that something to say in a headline, what would it be?
You know, I've toyed with a couple different titles. Some of them I think are more saccharine, and I probably won't end up with them. But just kind of like, for me, I songwrite out of the balance between like hope and despair, where, you know, you have expectations and you really want the best, but then life doesn't turn out so great. And that's when my emotions kind of take over. I need to write songs. And so, you know, balancing, like, some songs are super hopeful. Some songs are super like, what is going on with this? Why is this not happening the way I thought it was going to be? And so that's just kind of, I think that's kind of where I'm coming from.
All right.
As a songwriter.
I'm going to play a snippet of letters here real quick. I just keep writing you letters. So there's that bass line.
Yeah. When a boy won't ask a girl what's on her mind, so I keep writing all these letters all the time.
I just keep writing letters. It's catchy. It's foot stompy. You know, I can see people dancing to that.
Yeah, it is. It's a fun one.
Where was this recorded, Casey?
It was recorded mostly at Closet Studios in Bixby with Kendall Osborne, and then we finished some other parts of it. Percussion and background vocals were recorded with Sam Westhoff in his studio in Tulsa here.
Okay, I couldn't help but notice that one of the emails that I got, and by the way, I got all kinds of emails about this. It was like they wanted to, somebody was out to make sure that we talked, which is fine. I was fine with it. I just wanted to wait until we got a little closer to the event. In my experience, if you do it 2 weeks out, people forget.
I know.
Right?
Nobody remembers. Yeah,
right? So we'll hit that date again. But I noticed that one of the emails came from Majin Brutumeso. I don't know if I'm saying her name right.
Majin.
Okay. And she's in New York City. That's a PR firm. So, I mean, are you starting to get that kind of the national attention?
I mean, I just, like, being really honest, like, you know, we just know that we've, you know, as a group, like, we do our research. We try to figure out, okay, how do you, you know, the music business has changed. You try to figure out, okay, what's the next steps you need to take? And one of the things that we were told, specifically when we went to South By, was it's never too early to start PR. It's never too early to do that. So we just talked to some friends, and they recommended this PR group. And so we're like, hey, and they liked the song. And so they've been, you know, it worked out. It was a good deal. So
okay, so let's not gloss over that South By thing. South By is South By Southwest, which is a little music festival they have down in Austin, Texas, every now and then.
It's a small one.
You guys opened for Hanson.
Yes, we did. We got to do that. That was so fun. In 2017.
That had to be quite. That had to be quite a head rush. I mean, that's a great crowd. It's all about the music and the art. And then opening for one of Tulsa's recent big acts, Hanson. That was fun. Yeah.
Yeah, it was super fun. It was so something not expected. I was expecting, like, to go for that slot with Tulsa, the Tulsa Showcase, probably in 2018. I didn't think we would get it that soon. So to get asked to do it that soon was like, oh my gosh, this is really, it was an honor. It was so cool. It was so fun. The crowd was great. I mean, you get certain badges when you're a music performer, and then you're able to attend workshops. So you, as an artist, you just are able to learn more about, again, the next steps. What do you do to go to the next level? Like, it's so important for an artist to be able to have access to stuff like that. So,
and learn the hard lessons that nobody teaches you. I mean,
it's
pretty hard to learn the business side of it.
Yes. Yeah. And just, like, I was able to talk with, you know, a manager of this or a booker of that, you know, and you just get their perspective, like what they're looking for, what they're wanting to see. And you just don't get that, you know, just walking the streets every day. So.
Or even being in the studio, pounding on the piano and singing.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So it was just a really great ride.
All right. Let's remind folks that Casey Stefan and I presume the whole band will be there.
And whole band and a few extra members. It's going to be a fun evening.
Okay.
For sure.
So it's Casey Stefan and the Midnight Sun and T-Rush is the opening act.
Yes.
This is going to be Friday on November 23rd at 7 p.m. at the IDL Ballroom. Yep. You can get tickets at the door. $10 for general, VIP for $20, which includes merch and a reserved seat.
And food.
It is an 18 and over venue. We should note that. The tickets are also available at Eventbrite, EventBrite.com. Search for Casey, CASII. Don't think I've ever met anybody who spells it that way, so it should be easy to find, right?
Yes, it is.
I think the first time I met you, I joked that, well, you've got one of those names where you can just go by, you know, one name.
Because the band has actually toyed with that. They're like, what if we just went by Casey? And I'm like, but I have the URL and all my branding is Casey Stefan. I don't know if I don't know. We'll see. And maybe it might be something I switch to later on. Well, who knows?
Right? Because, you know, when you get to that point, you know you're there, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay. Well, listen, so thanks so much for taking the time. Anything else you want to add before we wrap up, Casey?
Just thank you. I think if you come to the show, you're going to be really surprised. Most people are pleasantly surprised. And, you know, we've worked hard. We're going to put on a great show. We hope to, if you want something different to do on Black Friday, it's a great option. So thank you for having me on.
Glad to do it. Good luck. Break a leg and keep in touch, huh? Keep me in the loop, would you?
Of course.
Outstanding. All right. Thank you, Casey.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.